This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Authorities in the U.S. state of Oregon have said that more than 1,500 square miles have now burned in recent days. It's nearly double the size of a typical year and an area larger than the U.S. state of Rhode Island. This as fires in the United States West Coast continue to wreak havoc. More than 40,000 people have been evacuated, and about 500,000 are in different levels of evacuation zones, according to Oregon's governor, Kate Brown. And there are more than two dozen deaths from fires in California, Oregon, and Washington state. That figure is expected to rise sharply. Most of the fatalities have been in California or Oregon. Newly formed tropical storm Sally has now become better organized amid forecasts it would reach hurricane strength before it strikes the northern U.S. Gulf Coast early this week. Meteorologists say the earliest 18th named storm on record in an Atlantic tropical season formed Saturday off South Florida. They say it could become a hurricane by Monday. Metropolitan New Orleans and a stretch of the Gulf Coast and Grand Isle, Louisiana to the Alabama-Florida line are under a hurricane watch. Late Saturday, the Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards declared a state of emergency ahead of the storm, and some mandatory evacuation orders were being announced. The Saudi Arabian-led coalition fighter jets early Sunday attacked barracks and military sites on the armed Houthi movement in Yemen's capital. The coalition also destroyed four Houthi drones at El Delmi Air Base near the capital. There was no immediate official confirmation from the coalition, which launched airstrikes on two sites a day earlier. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.